What's good, brothers and sisters? Welcome back to the Matchnet Podcast. It is your brother, Benji. I am sitting here in a white van, like a creep, in the middle of South Korea, in a place called Cheongpyeong, on a beautiful spring day in April, at what happens to be exactly at the time that we're having the Hyojung Cosmic Blessing right now. As we're speaking, the blessing is going on, and I'm sitting in a car outside. If you're wondering why, I just needed a break from all of the life that is happening inside that stadium. And I am preparing my heart right now. Actually, here guys, look, check this out. You can see there's the Cheonwon-gung right there. Cheonwon-gung, Cheonjong-gung Palace, Cheonwon-gung. And then that building right there, I'm going to be going to, that's in between the Cheonjong-gung and the Cheonwon-gung. It's a building I'm going to be going to very soon after the blessing, because I'm giving a talk. I'm giving a talk there. And I'm going to be giving a talk very soon in a few hours about, the topic is going to be for single people that are going to the blessing someday. And it's for a workshop called Ring Next Spring. Ring Next Spring. And this workshop is designed primarily for people that want to get blessed soon. Maybe next year, maybe not. Whenever their timeline is, or God's timeline is more. Let's talk about timeline for a second. There's a lot of single people here, right? And a lot of people that I've been talking with about the blessing, and this is kind of like the sense of urgency in the air, and this feeling of kind of a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out, right? Of course, everyone's happy for the couples getting blessed, but there's a little bit of, for the single people especially people that have been trying to get matched for a while and things not working out for whatever reason. I always tell them, you know, God has been planning life. God has been creating life way before you were born, and it's foolish to try to control our destiny and our timeline to such an arbitrary extent, to say like, oh, I need to get blessed now or whatever. So I just say, yeah, you know, it's hard. It can be hard, but it doesn't have to be. Just surrender, just let go, and enjoy your time being single, because God made this single time as a beautiful preparation for your life to invest in yourself and invest into your relationship with God. And so that's the talk I'm going to be giving. The title of the talk is Why Not 2026? That's the name of the talk. Why not 2026? And the premise of the talk is, why not get blessed next year, right? And I like to phrase it like that because I don't want to be the guy that's saying, you know, you should get blessed, you need to get matched soon, you should go to the blessing next year, but actually frame it as, why not get blessed next year, right? And if anything, it's a very helpful mental exercise to just say, why not, right? And just list it out. Be like, well, I can't because this, that, and the other. I can't because, well, I don't have stability in my life. Emotionally, whether it's financially, whether it's spiritually, maybe I don't have a foundational understanding of God and spirituality and the blessing and who true parents are in my faith. It's like, okay. Or for some people, it's like, oh, I lack sexual integrity. I am lacking in my ability to use my sexual organ in a godly way, in a heavenly way, and I'm still trying to figure that out. Okay. Or it's, I'm still trying to figure out my emotional state, and I'm stressed and anxious about stuff, and I'm facing depression or loneliness or whatever. Okay. Or it's, I have relational challenges that I'm going through right now with a current matching process or a previous matching process, or with my parents or whoever. It's like, okay. So my point is that it's okay to have reasons. I'm not saying you shouldn't have reasons. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do anything. I'm saying that it is wise to be able to pinpoint those reasons if, caveat, if you are someone that wants to receive the blessing. Here's the thing though. If I'm talking to people that are like, oh, I don't want to get blessed, I don't know what that is, that's fine. Like, you don't have to do anything. It's your life. Like, God is with you. God loves you regardless. I love you regardless. But if you're like, I really want to get blessed next year. I really want to feel connected to God. I really want to feel one with my mind and body. I want to feel like I have integrity, like my words and my actions are aligned. My vision for what I want with my life, the person I want to be, and my reality currently are the same. And if that's what you want, and you're going to let something hold you back, some hindrance, some constraint, some shadow, some unresolved emotion, some unresolved relationship, something unsettled in you keep you from getting to what you want, that is not okay. That is not okay. That's when I'm going to step in and say, hey, you said you wanted this. You said you wanted to have a wonderful, thriving, fulfilled, radiant blessing in your future. A family, a blessed family. That's what you said. And if you want that, then let's identify all the things that you believe in your brain or in your heart or wherever it's coming from that you believe you can't yet or you're not ready to move forward, whatever it is. That's not okay. We gotta face those fears directly head on and just address them. Okay, let's say you don't have stability in your life. Then get stability. Like, work on that. Let's say you don't have a good relationship with your parents within your team. Okay, well, let's work on that. Figure that out. Let's say you don't have a clear relationship with God and true parents and who they are and what the blessings are about. Okay, great. Let's figure that out. Let's say you are struggling your brains out because you want to have integrity with your sexuality, but you are fantasizing about sexual things that you know you don't want to. You are masturbating, you're watching porn, etc. You're spending an egregious amount of time on the internet, on Instagram, etc. And you don't want to, and it makes you feel terrible, but you do anyways. Okay, welcome to human life. Welcome to humanity. Welcome to being a person. Let's work on that, yeah? Let's figure that out. Let's do that. And not just sit on our hands and say, oh, well, I wish I could, but, you know, I can't. Don't be those people in the comments section, you know, that are like, oh, don't be a comments section person. There's a very clear illustration of a comments section person that I just invented. It's somebody that watches a video like this one and says, you know what? That's great. That's wonderful. But I can't. And I'm going to comment all the reasons why I'm a victimized person. And if only I were like that, if only I had that, if only I had that opportunity, then I would be able to do X, Y, Z. Don't self-victimize yourself, my friends. Don't be a comment section person. You can comment if you want in videos, but don't be somebody that is a comment section person, all right? Be somebody that takes to heart what I'm saying here and just be like, I am going to apply this. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to do something. I'm going to address that thing that I know I need to do eventually, and I'm going to do that now. I believe that everyone I've ever talked to about matching processes, everyone I've ever been a matching supporter first for, they have always been able to identify one singular hindrance that is the biggest constraint and shadow in their life. And if they are just able to massage that shadow a little bit, then they would be free from it. And then they would be able to naturally, organically grow into the beautiful tree, the strong, vibrant tree that you're meant to be, that God sees you as, that God intended for you to be. But you have to identify that shadow and you have to address it, all right? And so my entire talk that I'm gonna be giving in that building over there very soon is about this simple statement, is to make this simple, simple statement that the most effective way to bring God into your matching process and into your blessing is to live a life without shadows. Okay? Is to live a life without shadows as pure water, without any stagnant water in your life, without any of the things that you hide about yourself or you portray to the world or to people around you or to yourself that you know are false, that you know aren't true, that you know is just that devil on your shoulder, that you are somehow cleverly, maliciously figuring out how to just ignore and push the back burners of your life. But it's just to bring that in the open. And what happens, my friend, is when you bring it out in the open, you have a clean canvas in your life, a clean slate, a clean conscience. And when you're in that state, it is so much easier to live a life of no shadows, because as soon as another shadow creeps in, you'll be able to identify it more easily. You'll be able to clean off that white wall. If you had a white wall that had a tiny speck of dust on it, or a little child, one of my kids, came and drew a marker on the ceiling of this van that I'm in, you'd probably notice it, right? In fact, there's one right there, some kind of mark right there, right? You notice it and you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna clean that off. But if your clean canvas is covered, is fraught with graffiti, broken cracks and broken panes and windows on your beautiful house that you're trying to create, then what happens is that it's so much easier to let more cracks seep into your life, all right? And so the biggest changing, if I were to identify a changing point in my life of faith that was the impetus that launched me into wanting to get matched and blessed, it was a experience I had when I was 16 years old, where I decided to do a confession to my parents because I didn't like the feeling of having no integrity. I hated the feeling of not being able to be me and just to feel like my words and my actions are the same. I hated that feeling. It was hard to sleep. Just to talk about with my parents about things that I'd done in my life or had experienced or things that I was adding unnecessary shame and guilt to my life, I decided to write them a letter, a long, long letter, just explaining my life, right? With a lot of fear that they were gonna receive it in the wrong way or be grossed out and disgusted in me and all that nonsense. And then I remember when I wrapped up or, you know, put the letter in an envelope and I put a stamp on it to send it to them. This is when I was living apart from my parents. I was about to put it in the mailbox and I froze because I was scared of their reaction. I was scared that they would be disappointed in me and grossed out, that they were going to call me and be like, what is all this? Like, how could you do all this stuff to us? Like that kind of thing. And then I remember thinking, well, it's not for them. It's for me. It's not for them. It's for me. I need to do this for me because I'm living with these shadows and these clouds over my head and I need to liberate myself. And so I didn't care at that moment. I didn't care how they reacted. I only cared that it was something that I needed to do because it was for me, right? And so I sent that to them. And from then on, it was like I cleaned my conscience. I cleaned my canvas. And it was the most liberating feeling until that point in my life I'd have ever experienced. It was a feeling like I was floating, like flying. A feeling of like just pure like, you know, if you've ever had like a really good cry and you kind of just afterwards, you just feel like you're floating a little bit. Kind of like nothing matters. Like nothing that I typically think matters, like stressing about school and work and, you know, the next day and what I'm gonna, I just feel like, you know what? None of that matters right now. All that matters is this feeling is just like, this is heaven. This is what spirit world, this is what Chanelguk feels like. It's just absolute liberation, you know? And so that was the point in which I decided to devote myself. Like, I'm not gonna live with shadows anymore. I'm gonna live this pure water and I'm going to get blessed in this state. And I just maintained that state of just clean conscience for years after that. And anytime things kept coming up, like temptation, I would report it, I would clean myself and I would get rid of it and repent. And then I would eventually found myself going to the blessing, right? Actually, right here, I had my matching ceremony at the Chanjungung. If you're watching the video, it's that building right there. At the very top, Chanjungung, that's where I met my wife Hitoe for the first time. And then we got blessed here in Korea at Sun Moon University. The stadium didn't exist. That stadium that they're doing a blessing at right now, as we're speaking, they're having a blessing ceremony. It didn't exist when I was here. So we had our blessing at Sun Moon University. So I'm gonna give this talk. It's a 40-minute talk that I'm making one point, and I'm attacking this one point from every angle. And the point I'm attacking is how and why living without shadows is the most vital way to allow God to work in your matching. God wants to work in your blessing process. God wants to be in your life. God wants to be part of your process to help you get blessed and find your partner. God, of course. God has been making life happen for billions of years, guys. Don't you think God knows what God is doing? But we're the ones that are not letting God into our process, our life. We are the ones. You are the one. that has the power to let God work. You are the one that has power to become a couple that is blessed here this coming next spring, next year, 2016. You have that power. You do. You have that power. And it starts with just looking inward and saying, okay, what am I hiding? What am I not addressing? What am I living for? What am I confused about? What is the constraint in my life that I'm not liberating from my life? You start there, and I'm gonna tell these brothers and sisters, there's 100+ single people at this Ring Next Spring workshop. Most of them are from different parts of the world, a lot of them from GPA, right? And I'm gonna let it all out there. I'm gonna be real with them. I'm gonna talk about sexual integrity. I'm gonna talk about my life story, my experience, in hopes that it's helpful for them, in hopes that they will take action. That's all I want. I want them to take action, to do something, to address something, to resolve something, to move forward in their lives in the face of fear. That's all I want for them. And they're young. Some of them are like 18, 19 years old, right? I was 16 when I had my conversion experience, and I was 18 years old when I was blessed. So I know they can. I know they can. I know people like, oh, they're so young, 18 years old. No. Arbitrary numbers, guys, age. It's about the heart. It's about how you are inside. I know plenty of 30, 40 plus year olds that are degenerately young, like act like 18 years old. There are plenty of young folks here that are mature, wise people that can go light years ahead of older folks if they're willing to address some things that they're hiding. If they're willing to get off the internet and stop playing around on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all the things that they do online. If they're willing to get their lives together, if they're willing to address some shadows in their lives, if they're willing to just talk to people, like find older brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, that can help them, mentor them, and guide them in this process to figure out life, talk to their parents, create trust and unity within their family, figure out who God is, figure out who's true parents is. And I would say all of that is possible and infinitely easier if you don't have any shadows in your life. Think about it, guys. You can experience God so much more profoundly if you stop living with this constant fear of being found out, constant fear of being known as a hypocrite, constant fear of being seen for who you are. This fear of being yourself, guys, you know what I'm talking about. This fear of, if I'm myself, then maybe I won't be accepted. If people really knew this or that about me, maybe I won't be accepted. Maybe I would be disliked. But if you can live your life with no shadows, like none, not even one, not even a little bit, then you can feel God, you can understand true parents, you can get blessed, everything becomes easier. Actually, finding someone is easier too. Think about that. Finding a match becomes easier if you live with no shadows. Why? Because you're able to sift through all the garbage, the things that people are confused about. People are, I would say, the thing that trips people most about when they're going through a matching process, number one, is people are in their head and they're not in their heart. They're making decisions with their head on fears and anxiety and stress about the future. Well, what if she's like that? What if he's like this? Or where are we gonna live? Which is all fine and dandy, but they're unable to just follow their heart. It was like, what does my heart say? That's the number one thing that trips people up when they're finding a partner, is they're thinking only with logical mind, which is fine and dandy. But guess what, guys? There's a certain point where you're gonna think yourself to death and your brain is gonna explode, because you can't make a decision at the end of the day when you're face to face with a decision of yes, move forward, don't move forward, what a matching process. At that moment, you can't make a decision with your head. It is fundamentally impossible because you don't know. You don't know. If the premise of what we're talking about here is the blessing, which is an eternal partnership, my friends, it's an eternal decision with God and true parents at the center. If that's what you want, that's the premise of this conversation, then no, you cannot make a decision with your head. You cannot. It's impossible because you don't know how God is working. You don't know how spirit world works. You don't know how your ancestors work. You don't know. You don't know. In here. But your heart knows. your conscience knows. I'm not talking about the superficial heart of following your heart and emotional draw. I'm so emotionally drawn. I feel charisma with this person. No, I'm talking about your original heart. Ponshim, original heart, original mind, which is the English term in Korean, ponshim, which means literally original heart, okay? Shim is not mind. We think of like brain, we think. Shim is heart. It's your original conscience. That's what I'm talking about. It's the heart. It's the part of you that God is speaking to, that God works through. That's it. So you got to follow your heart, not your head. That's like the number one thing I would tell people. And I still do all the time. It's like, oh, should I? It's like, yeah, do what you want. But at the end of the day, are you following your heart? Are you following your head? And I'll tell you a secret. You'll know when you're following your heart when it's a very clear decision. Yeah. Yeah. If it's clear to you, it's just like, yes, this feels right. That's you following your heart. But if you're like, oh, I don't know, if should I get the bulgogi, or should I get the bibimbap, or should I get the kalbi, or should I get the samgyetang, or should I get the tonkatsu, or should... You're following your head. Your heart is like, I want some bulgogi right now. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling some Korean fried chicken. Look at this. I got some Korean fried chicken right here as we're recording. That's your heart. I want some Korean fried chicken. Maybe it's your stomach, but you know what I mean. You got to make a clear decision. Guys, the biggest decisions I've ever made in my life, I was thinking about this recently. The biggest decisions I've ever made, like matched, who to get matched to, when to get matched, having our first child, having a second child, having our third child, work, where to focus my career, when to move to North Carolina, back home to my hometown, North Carolina, moving to New York to work there when my wife was pregnant in Japan. Those kinds of decisions sound like really hard decisions, and they were, but when I think about it retrospectively, they were the most clear decisions. I didn't even doubt for a second about those decisions. It was like, oh, should I get blessed? I was just like, no, this is what I want. This is what I deeply want and I feel like is the right thing. And so this is an important lesson for me, because now when I think about future decisions in my life, because right, I have three young kids, got a long ways to go in life. When I think about my future and the future of my family, I know because of experience that when the time comes, when we cross that bridge, it will be very clear to me, because it's always been clear to me, the big decisions in life. It'll be very clear to me which decision to lead with my heart. And so that's important for me now, because now I don't have to stress about stuff. Like, I don't think about where we're gonna live in 10 years from now, what are we gonna be doing in 5 years from now, even next year, like all this stuff. What are my kids gonna be doing when they're teenagers and are adults, and how can I don't think about any of that stuff. Because I think about it, I don't stress about it. I don't have any anxiety about this stuff, because I know from personal experience that when it comes, it's gonna be so clear, and I'm just gonna make a decision. I'm gonna make a decision, and it's gonna be a good decision, because I have that experience under my belt, right? So this is just to say, guys, for you to be helpful, it's like a gut feeling thing. You know, you have to have a gut feeling about what to do. There was a brother I was mentoring. He's here at the matching. The blessing ceremony. Shout out to you, brother. He was messaging me like a few weeks before the blessing, right? And he was like, I've been in a matching process with his sister. We want to go to the blessing, or she wants to go to this blessing, but it's kind of last minute, you know? And they haven't met each other. They haven't had enough time to meet each other in person. And so he was asking me, oh, what should I do? Like, is this a wise choice, or is it too rushed? And of course, like my logical, like, fatherly mind was like, dude, like, don't rush this, like, don't jump into this situation, right? And so I said it like, that's what I was thinking. But what I told him was, brother, at the end of the day, you have to follow your heart and not your head. That's all I said to him, right? And then he replied to me a few days later, and he says, Benji, I'm going to the blessing, like this, right? And I was like, good for you, dude. I even was like, challenged him a little bit. I was like, you know, I don't think so. Maybe it's not a good idea, but got to follow your heart and not your head. And then he decided he followed his heart, right? And that kind of stuff, dude, you cannot think your way through that kind of thing. You can't think your head. And the reason I talk so much about, you know, mind versus heart, head versus heart, is because we have a bloody epidemic going on of people overthinking stuff, overthinking life, overthinking what everything that I know you guys think about regarding who I should marry, who I should not marry, deal breakers, where we should live, what language he or she speaks, who her family is, how much faith her family has or doesn't have, where are we gonna live, how many kids we're gonna have, all this stuff. Oh my gosh, important. Yes, obviously. But is it more important than if you feel like God is with you 100%, will you even question it? This is what I told his sister who was asking me. She said, she's like, Benji, I want to get an international matching, right? And I was like, okay. And she's like, but I feel hesitation because what if he's from the middle of, you know, nowhere, and he's not able to be flexible in terms of where he lives, and he doesn't speak English, and we can never visit my hometown, right? And I can never come back to see my parents, that kind of thing. And I was like, okay. And I was like, do you want an international matching? And she was like, yeah. And so I told her, honey, sister, if you talk to somebody and are 100% clear that God is working in this relationship, in every, you just feel like it's right, you won't even care where he's from. You won't care. And so what you're doing is you're making hypothetical what if scenarios, putting the cart before the horse, and you're not realizing that when that conversation comes, if it feels right, you're not going to give a hoot about where he's from or what language he speaks. You're not going to care because you're just going to feel like, you know what, God is here. If you are 100% certain that God is working in a relationship, you will not care, and you shouldn't care. That's it. Okay? So I'm saying this all because I experienced personally, like in my own life, I had a lot of anxiety about this and that and such. And so I'm trying to give you guys a little peace of mind and just clarity. Have clarity so that you can focus on what's really important. Focus on what's important right now. And at this stage of your life, and what I'm trying to convey to you guys is that you got to start with addressing the shadows in your life. Address the shadows in your life. It'll be easier to understand God, spirit world, true parents, who they are with no shadows. Mother has talked about this concept. True Father talked a lot about the idea of no concepts. And I'm going to put a quote here from Mother and Father about living life with no shadows. And then we will conclude. All right. Lots of love to you guys. This is a quote from True Mother. Holy Mother Han, June 23rd, 2013. Quote, this path is the only way to repay some of your debts to true parents. Isn't that right? How can we beautifully pass down this tradition for eternity? Everything depends on you. We cannot allow any unnecessary twig in our culture. It must have no shadow. It must be transparent. You must become citizens of that type of Chanelguk. Do you understand? October 27, 2012, Holy Mother Han. Quote, if every one of us lives like a brightly shining lamp, no shadows will be cast, no places of darkness will be created. If we only receive things, they become our debts. Please repay your debts by living a life of true love, by living for others, spreading light throughout the world, and wiping away the tears of those less fortunate. True Father shared on September 26, 2000. Quote, high noon settlement is possible when there is no shadow. When the mind and body become one, the shadow disappears. When a couple becomes one, the shadow disappears. A shadow can be cast in any of the four directions. However, at high noon, when you stand at the very center, there is no shadow. You should have such relationships with your parents, spouse, children, and siblings. Only then can God be positioned as the owner of the eight stages of love. If you are unable to establish a Heinen position, the amount of devotion you offer does not matter. Without establishing this Heinen position free of shadows, you are not able to be with or go to God, who has no sliver of a shadow, because you are not in a perpendicular position. You should establish such a position in which you can cast no shadow for all eternity.